So today I am lucky enough to be chatting with Tom Dooley. Tom is the head of the School of Engineering at Dundalk Institute of Technology, and he's also the principal investigator on the Ocean Demo project. So welcome, Tom.
Thank you very much, Paula. Glad to be here.
So do you want to start off by telling us about Ocean Demo, the Ocean Demo project? What is it about? Is it about getting energy from the ocean?
Well, it's got a dual purpose, really. We started off looking to see if we could develop a low-cost wave monitoring buoy, which would be powered by eventually by wave force. So it's a sort of a low-power alternative. So we worked with a company who provided us with one of the buoys. We have already been out in Galway Bay, but not with Ocean Demo now. But maybe I'll step back a bit and just say what we have done. So we have deployed the buoy, which was manufactured by JFC in Tuam. So we were delighted to be working with a local Irish company that's involved in all of this. And of course, with the Marine Institute, where we deployed the buoy. But the good news was that what we had planned, which was to basically use a pressure sensor to monitor the wave action, to compare it with a fairly large wave rider buoy that is in the bay there, that did work. And more importantly, I suppose, because you're putting it out in a fairly vigorous and energetic sea in Galway Bay, it survived an 8-meter wave there, which, you know, is quite significant.
Wow.
Obviously, that recorded as well. But it's nice to have it both recorded and to bring the buoy back in and be able to redeploy it. So we then applied to the Ocean Demo European funding to look at putting some, because what we had done with the buoy up to this is we had powered it with solar panels. And that would keep the batteries going, because we have a lot of sensors on the buoy and a lot of instrumentation. So what we're looking at now in the next deployment, which is again with the Marine Institute, Blue Eyes Marine, under the Ocean Demo Program, is to actually manufacture a fairly small scale Wells turbine to put out into Galway Bay, which will power the batteries as well. We'll have a bit of redundancy, but still use solar power and so on. But there are areas where solar won't work, and there would be wave action that we would like to use. That's a long answer to your question. But that's...
So, I mean, it's quite a widely spread project, isn't it? I think there's a lot of partners involved in it.
Well, we're working in terms of the Dundalk Institute of Technology. Obviously, that's ourselves who are the lead on it. We also work with Maynooth University Professor John Ringwood and his team there, the Core Ocean Energy Group. And we obviously we've got the Marine Institute, Blue Eyes Marine, is a deployment at Smart Bay. And I use a lot of acronyms there, so apologies to your listeners. But it's all in Galway Bay, and they're all, you know, state or universities that are involved. But you don't get anywhere in this business without cooperation with people. And, you know, DKIT is committed to public research. And, you know, we're delighted to be involved in this. And also, we do believe that the project that we have is so on, because of the offshore wind that's going in off the coast of Louth and so on, that the monitoring of the environmental conditions is going to be quite important, both for obviously the survivability, you know, and what the offshore wind turbines will face, but also the environment in general, you know, around Dundalk Bay and so on. So we hope to be able to contribute to that with what we're doing in this project.
So, how did you get involved in the project initially? Was this your baby from the get-go?
Well, people can't see me, but I am a bit long on the tooth. I've been involved in ocean energy since the since probably Cairnsore Point in 1979, if I want to go back that far. So I've been involved in wave energy and ocean energy for about four decades, you know, and so it's a sort of a passion as well as a, you know, obviously a research interest that DKIT would have, because we have a wave tank in DKIT, one of the few institutes to have a narrow wave flume, which we use for both teaching students about ocean energy and so on, and we use for research. We have a wind turbine on campus, which we put there in 2004, which provides about 50% of the electricity for the institute. So, like, the college has always been very interested before it was profitable or whatever in that whole climate change, renewable energy. And, you know, from the point of view of the wind turbine and so on, I should mention that we have a big project, much bigger than the one I'm involved in, with Interreg as well, another European project, which Paul McCartan and Ray Byrne, two of our research engineers, lead up. And Gerard Rayburn is also involved with that. And that is in conjunction with Ulster University and some other Strathclyde as well. So it's a cross-border Interreg project. I don't want to give too many details about that, because I'm not an expert on what they are doing. you know, a very, very worthy project, and the School of Engineering is delighted to have it as part of its research portfolio.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so how important has this EU funding been to Ocean Demo? I mean, could the project happen? Could you be doing what you're doing without the help of the EU funding?
In general, you know, the whole research, you know, European funding is critical to it, but more importantly, a sort of a European philosophy, because I think we can't just look, we're lucky we're on an island. We have a very, very big and large, you know, marine area, which, you know, in the long term, I think, you know, will be very useful for Ireland in terms of delivering energy, because it's almost, if I can use the phrase, a Saudi Arabia off our coast, wind, wave, all of that. But it's technology and engineering that will deliver it. I think Ireland can do a lot on its own, but it also needs to cooperate with other European countries through the EU and through the research effort there. And again, I think EU is also, while there is obviously private funding, and a lot of this is public research, which becomes a public good for people, so that we can see a way forward in terms of both offshore wind, if you think about it, wasn't a technology. Indeed, onshore wind wasn't a technology 2 decades ago. It's now, you know, just taken for granted. We're going to be building probably an 800 megawatt wind park off the coast of Louth. So you can see, like, the incredible advances that are being made.
Yeah.
I think Ireland is very well placed, you know, in that whole energy transition to be able to deliver clean, green energy, you know. But we need engineers. And as the head of the School of Engineering, I don't apologize for that. I'd like to say to any of your listeners out there, both boys and girls, come and do engineering. We'd love you to do it in Dundalk. Well, we've got renewable energy in all our programs. We've got masters and so on. But it doesn't really matter. Just get into engineering, because that's where change comes about, you know, and that's where change is going to be over the next couple of decades.
Yeah. So, I mean, what's your own background, Tom? I mean, have you always had an interest in energy?
I'm from the west of Ireland originally, and would have moved to Dundalk in the 80s, but I'm a civil engineer. So I would always have had an interest. I used to work as a research engineer with an organization which was called the National Board for Science and Technology back in the early days, where we analyzed the first wave power device called the Kamai, which was in the Sea of Japan. And it had, you know, was instrumented, developed by a guy named Vasuda, who has since passed on, but very, very innovative oscillating water columns, which is sort of the interest that I kept on from that then when I came to Dundalk. It's still an engineering problem to be solved. Again, for your listeners and young people out there, there is not, in terms of ocean energy, which is what I've been involved in most of my life in wave energy, there's still not a device that you could say is like the three-bladed wind turbine. That's the killer device that's going to deliver energy from the waves. And maybe I should have probably described what we mean by energy from the waves. It's the wave action that occurs off our coast. You have local wind, which can generate waves, but you've also the swells that come in from the ocean, where there's storms maybe 2 or 3 days ago, and that's delivering energy to our coast, which, if we could solve the engineering problems and find a device, and there are devices there, you know, which we're obviously looking at ourselves, and other people are looking at both in Europe and worldwide. But it is still, interestingly, a technology that, you know, is looking for, shall we say, to use the computer phrase, a killer application, you know. But maybe there's a couple of them. I mean, I think there are a couple of different devices, but it's a fascinating field, though, for engineers and scientists.
Yeah, I mean, kids are a lot more environmentally aware now, aren't they? They're a lot more aware of their surroundings and, you know, how to save energy and the environment and the world they live in, basically. So
I think, you know, like, this generation is obviously, you know, you've seen the Greta Thunberg and that big climate change agenda. But I do think that, you know, there's a necessity then that we have to look at how are we going to enable the technology, and people enable technology. Obviously, governments take decisions and we elect them and so on. But in the final analysis, we need the skilled people on the ground who are able to do the work and are able to develop the new technologies, and for both for the good of the public right across Europe. You know, and I think that's where the European Union comes in as well. You know, to encourage all of that and enable all of that.
Yeah. So, I mean, what would you like to see in, say, 5-10 years' time? I mean, kind of looking forward. I mean, I don't know if you're looking forward that far in the future. I mean, what would you like to see happen in the next 5-10 years?
We all do look forward, but I do think that the climate change bill now and the agenda being pursued at government level, and it seems to buy in for more or less all parties. There would be differences, obviously. You would expect that.
Yeah,
in general, you know, I think we should be driving towards, I think Ireland has great opportunities for green energy, especially with the generation of electricity. Offshore wind is going to be huge, I think, you know, both on the East Coast And obviously on the West Coast, where it's much more challenging. But my own hope would be that development of the offshore wind would enable the development of ocean energy as well and of wave energy. Because I think that there's a synergy between the two. And when we have the offshore wind turbines off the coast, we would have the cabling bringing that ashore, tied in with the air grid development for the large KV lines, which would be needed to deliver it to where the centres of population are. But I mean, one of the main things then would be that electricity can power electric cars. That's where your storage is. We've only one large storage, which is Turrock Hill, which I think is probably 50 or 55 years old now, but brilliant piece of engineering.
I
remember Martin Hayes playing a few tunes down there, and I think probably it was 40 or 50th year incarnation. But I mean, it is a brilliant feat of engineering, but probably storage is critical, you know. And obviously we have colleagues in Marae who are working on battery storage, hydrogen, and all of that technology has been worked on, where we're quite well up in terms of the research effort, you know, in terms of all that area. But that would be my hope, that from the point of view of Ireland, that we become self-sufficient in energy. We never had the oil, other than a small amount of fossil fuel. That probably, thankfully, has passed us by. So we had to import it. But we have the natural wind, wave, even solar. You know, we have all of that. So it's a matter of the technology to deliver that to the island, but probably as an export industry as well. I think the ESB is very well placed.
Yeah, that's been absolutely fascinating. Thanks so much for chatting with me today, Tom. It's been an absolute pleasure.